broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, January the 6th, 2023. Hey, I got the date right. 12 minutes past the hour. Now, we are, what now? 6 days in to the new year, 2023. And I don't think, now this may be a record, I don't think I have mispronounced the year yet. And I've talked about this all week, that for all my years in radio, 20 years in radio, every time a new year happens, I mispronounce the new year many, many times for about the first month, sometimes the first 2 months of the new year. Because you get so used to saying the old year, and you say it two or three times an hour, that that's just the way it goes. But I haven't mispronounced it yet, so I'm feeling pretty good about that as we head into 2023. Now, this has been a very big week here in Marion. We came back off the holiday vacation on Tuesday, and our first guest on Tuesday morning was Mayor Scott Schertzer. It was his first interview that he had given to any media outlet since his loss in November, in his bid to be treasurer of the state of Ohio on the Democratic ticket. We talked a lot about that on Tuesday, and then we had about 10 minutes left to go in the interview, and I asked Mayor Schertzer for the first time, nobody had asked him by his own accord, if he was going to run for a fifth term of mayor here in Marion, which would have been unprecedented. And the mayor said he had talked to his family about it, and he was not going to seek a fifth term as mayor of Marion. And he announced that first on this show on Tuesday morning, live on the air. Now, within 24 hours, the interesting ripple that happened there was we had the first candidate announce this year that they are going to be running for the mayor of Marion come November, and that person will take office in January should they win in November. And he is the only person who has announced so far. He is the former chief of police here in Marion, current sheriff chief deputy, Bill Collins. Now, we're going to go to Bill here in just a second. For the first hour, he's going to join us here. But I do want to read his note on the air here. As a proud lifelong resident of Marion, Ohio, and protector of the community for 37 years, with 7 years as chief of police, I have experienced the ups and downs of what makes Marion great. Our community is composed of a city, township, villages, and school districts, large and small businesses, and houses of worship, proud citizens, and much, much more. Today we find ourselves challenged and at a crossroad. We are challenged to keep the city of Marion moving forward to make it a vibrant part of the greater Marion community. We need to seek workable solutions to move our city government into the future. I have worked my whole life to make Marion better, and I believe in a cooperative mindset in working with our partners to build a community we can all be proud to call home. With the goal of returning to City Hall, to the people, I am seeking your support as I announce my candidacy to be your next mayor of the city of Marion. Respectfully submitted, welcome, Bill Collins. So big week here, and so glad to be joined for the first time since he's made this announcement by Sheriff Chief Deputy and former Chief of Police, Bill Collins. Bill, how you doing?
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, good to talk with you here. What prompted this announcement? How long have you been thinking about this?
You know, this has been at least a thought in my mind for the last couple of years, and probably became a much more serious thought over the last year. even more so over the last 6 months. A lot of what it was a lot of back and forth in my own mind about, you know, I'm doing a job that I love doing. But as I continued, I got a lot of requests from people in the community about running for mayor, and they thought that I would be a good fit for that. And I think with, you know, me having thought about it and all of the support I was already seeing in the community and people wanting me to try to take that on, I finally made my final decision and late last year. We began working on it in October, November, started talking about, you know, committees and that kind of thing. And then we just went from there. We knew that we wanted to let, you know, holidays are always a time for people to spend with their families, and we didn't want to interrupt any of that. So we knew that our announcement would come shortly after the first of the year. So we had planned to have that announcement on Wednesday. It was just coincidental that the mayor happened to announce on Tuesday that he was not running. So I guess one just backed up the other.
Well, and that's an interesting point to this, because I talked to a lot of people this week who looked at it, and, it, you know, just the way it fell, the mayor announced on Tuesday that he would not seek a fifth term, you announced on Wednesday that you were going to run for mayor, that's how it's running in the newspaper. Yesterday, it's in the newspaper that he will not run. Today, it's announced that you will run, and I think a lot of people feel that you made this announcement waiting on him to decide if he was going to run, but that's not the case, right?
Yeah, absolutely not. We had, like I said, we've been planning for very strong planning for the last couple of months, and our plan all along was to release our announcement the first week of January, but wanted to get through the holidays, let everybody, you know, spend that time with their family. Whether Scott ran or not had no impact in my decision whether I would run or not.
So if he had decided to run for a fifth term, you still would have made the announcement on Wednesday morning?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And would have looked forward to the challenge. Scott and I have always gotten along. We went to school together. You know, I have nothing bad to say about Scott. It would have been a fun race.
You know, the interesting thing, Chief, is that he's been the mayor for 16 years. This is his 16th year as mayor. He will be mayor up until the next mayor takes office. And you've been friends with him. You've worked as chief of police while he was mayor. What do you feel he did not get done? Because I think the common wisdom would be, why do we need a change if I agree with everything that he's doing?
Right. And I think that, you know, over the years that I worked with Scott, you know, I'm not going to say that we always agreed on everything, because we certainly did not. We had disagreements over the years, but we were always able to work through those. And honestly, I think that I think part of Scott's article in the paper yesterday kind of says where he's at in his life, and he spent most of the article talking about the past and the things that, you know, that have gone on in Marion in the past, and that he felt like he had ran his run. And I think he's just, you know, I think it became like Groundhog Day every day. You know, it's just you get up, you run the city, and, you know, you react by emergencies when they happen, and other than that, let things kind of run status quo. And I think rather than, you know, certainly I'm not going to look to the past, I'm going to look to the future for Marion. The downtown businesses that have come into to Marion lately have been tremendous. And those people are investing a lot of money, a lot of work, and I think the city could do more to help them, help them accomplish things that are great for them and the city.
You know, it is interesting. I read the article yesterday with Mayor Schertzer announcing he would not seek a fifth term, and he did talk a lot about things that had happened in the past, and the last question about him. But when you look being a Marion resident, when you look at his tenure, his 16-year tenure as mayor, how would you describe it? You know, he talked about Jack Kellogg yesterday in the article. How would you describe the tenure of Mayor Schertzer that you worked under for the city of Marion?
You know, I think that I worked for Jack Kellogg also. Jack Kellogg knows that I'm running for mayor. He's going to be a big supporter of mine. So I think Jack Kellogg and Scott Schertzer were a little different in how they managed things. Jack Kellogg was very big on trying to get industry into the city, which he was able to do out on Kellogg Parkway. I don't think we've had any new industry out there since back when Jack Kellogg got that started. But I think that, you know, Scott had a lot of things that he went through. We did go through a very tough economic time right after he took over, I think. And I think that what is important to me is what I think we've lost is a lot of the collaboration and cooperation that we should be getting with other elected officials in the county, in the city. I think that the relationship between the mayor and city council has to be one of, you know, that they respect each other. They respect the opinions of each other. And no matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, what you decide to do during city council affects the people that elected you to do that for them. And so I think there's a lot of things left that we can look forward to in this city if we just put feelings aside, get everybody together, work as a group, work as a team. You know, Marion's not just the city of Marion. It's not just the county of Marion. It's Marion. Whether you live in the city, a lot of people that live in the county work in the city, so, and vice versa. So you have an impact in both the county and the city, and the county and city should work together to make Marion a better place.
Why do you think that has not been happening, and how long have you felt that that has not been happening?
You know, I go back to probably one of the biggest accomplishments that I feel that I was finally able to get to happen was the Combined Dispatch Center. And that Combined Dispatch Center was argued about for 10 years, you know, the last 10 years prior to us actually making a deal and making that happen in 2016. And it still wasn't without, I mean, we sat in a room and argued and discussed it, and everybody gave a little. And that's what I mean about cooperating with, you know, you might not necessarily agree with everybody's opinion, but for the betterment of the community, we were finally able to accomplish getting that Combined Dispatch Center a reality. And in doing so, it has saved the city millions of dollars over the last 5 or 6 years, because we're now splitting that cost with the county. And it has saved the county money. So that has provided a better service for the citizens of Marion. There's no longer any transfers of calls. Everything happens right in that center. And I think that is just a good example of things that we could look to do in the future. And we've carried that on with the sheriff and I, and a lot of the things that we've been able to combine with the city police department and share services and share costs, and it works out good for everybody if people can just get along and work together.
Now, you talk about people working together, Republicans and Democrats, and your feeling is that has not happened a whole lot in recent times. In Marion, honestly, I cannot think. 2016 on, we've pretty well elected Republicans. If a Democrat runs unopposed or maybe against a write-in candidate, they might win. But other than that, it has typically been Republicans who are winning. They control city council at this point by a pretty good margin. All the county commissioners are Republican. The sheriff is Republican. The auditor in the city is Republican. Why do you think that is?
I other than just the demographics of the city of Marion, I think generally it seems to me like we have a good split on city council. I'm not sure that the Republicans have a very wide margin there right now, but like I said in the beginning of that, it shouldn't matter what party they're from. I think that the issue that we had with our auditor over the last couple of years and that whole situation, I think that city government and elected officials kind of let him just fall on his face because they wanted to see that happen. And I think that that was a big aggravation for me, that I felt the mayor probably should have stepped in at some point. They could have brought in auditors back then. You know, somebody could have taken a more active part to make sure that the city doesn't lose hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant money because our auditor's office was not being run correctly.
You know, that's interesting, Chief, because when the mayor was on Tuesday morning, one of the few names he did mention in that interview was Robert Landon, the former auditor, who resigned, I guess it's been 2 years ago now. He brought his name up twice as reasons for the financial issues in Marion. But you feel that this his failure was done on purpose, if I understand you right?
I don't think. I think he could have been given a lot more help by people that were in the know, that understood things. For gosh sake, the mayor had the past deputy auditor. He had given her a job as a service director or something like that. And, you know, that at any point, he could have had her step in there and try to help out what was going on. She obviously had the experience. She'd been in there for 10, 12 years. You know, it's like when they talk about this software program that runs the city finances. They have paid an outside company to come in and train the new auditor how to use this software to the tune of probably $20,000. Well, I'm sure it would have been much more cost effective to have the lady that actually purchased that software and knew it inside and out to come in and try to teach them that. And they chose not to do that, and I really, really had a hard time understanding that.
You know, it's interesting, and not to spend too much time on this, but Robert Landon, we covered that whole story from when the problems first arose until his resignation, and we talked to the mayor a lot during that time, and I think the mayor's contention was it was not his job to do Robert Landon's job, and that Robert Landon did not reach out to him for help, did not ever come to the mayor and say, I need help with things.
So that proves my point, I think, exactly that I'm trying to make, Scott, about working together, no matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. And if he didn't come to the mayor, maybe the mayor should have went to him. But in the end, and I've said this time and again in talking to people throughout the community, the buck stops with the mayor. The mayor has that ultimate responsibility to make sure that all those city departments are functioning and running properly. And if it's not, it's up to the mayor to step in and make it happen. And I think pawning off to the fact that, you know, that's his department, it's still part of the city. It's part of city government. And I look at the mayor as being the ringmaster of making everything happen. You know, he has to make sure that these departments are working together, that they're communicating with each other for the good of the people that elected us to be there.
So when we look back at that whole situation, because the city of Marion did lose money on that, and I don't think we still know what the total amount of money lost in fines.
That
and
is correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah. That being the case, from somebody who would like to be mayor in yourself, when you look at that situation, who do you blame for that? Do you think that that was Robert Landon's fault for not knowing what was going on, the mayor's fault for not intervening? Where does the buck stop on that one? Who do you think should be at blame?
All of the above. I think everybody holds a certain part of responsibility in that, any elected official in the city, to make sure that, like you said, we still don't know where we're at. They still haven't closed 21's books, and, you know, there was issues when Robert came in to the office that were already standing, and then there was obviously a lot of issues when he was in the office, and you can't just let that train continue to rail down the tracks knowing it's going to wreck at the end.
Do you think that Robert Landon, if things had went a different way, still should be in that position?
That would be hard for me to say. I think obviously that position takes some special qualifications. I'm not sure Robert had those, but you know, not necessarily that he needed to know how to be able to do all those things, but you certainly have to surround yourself with the people that do know how to do those things. So even though you might not know everything, you have to have people that are working for you that can make those things happen. And I think that was probably maybe one of his biggest downfalls.
And I guess in the end, because we saw all those press releases that Robert was sending out, he felt that the Democratic Party, the opposite party, was out to get him, and that is what was happening. Do you feel that was going on at that time?
I'm not sure that anybody could say that the Democratic Party was out to get him. I think one probably could say they certainly weren't standing in line to help him. And if he failed, and it was a benefit for him to fail, that they were going to allow that to happen, probably.
Mm. When we look at the things that you want to do for mayor, what are the things that are at the top of your list?
Well, like I said already, I think that cooperation and collaboration with all the elected officials, city council, the county elected officials, you have to build those partnerships. I have built many, many partnerships over my career at the police department and the sheriff's office that still to this day are intact and pay dividends when it comes to trying to solve a problem. Whether it's, you know, when we tried for years to solve our heroin and our opiate problem, and we put many task force together with the spiritual community, the judges. So I think there is a lot of relationship building that has to occur to make everything move forward. And I think you have to show that mutual respect, whether it's with city council, other elected officials. You might not always agree. And like I said, with Scott and I, we didn't always agree, but we certainly respected each other. And in the end, we could agree to disagree on certain things. So I think that city council, I think a lot of what happens with city council is they are not educated prior to a meeting. So if you're going to talk about, you know, a certain topic at the meeting, it would be great for somebody to reach out to those council members and try to, like the recent budget, you just can't come in and throw 300 pages of the budget down and say, okay, let's vote on this. You know, they have to have time to delve into that themselves. They have to have it in a manner that's understandable to them. Not everybody is an accountant, or not everybody has dealt with a budget of that magnitude. So it's up to other elected officials, like the auditor or the mayor's office, to try to put that in a context that people like council can understand and feel like they're giving a vote, knowing that they're giving a knowing vote, not that they're just voting because we need a budget. So I think that a lot can happen in that. I think that the financial transparency, as far as the auditor's office, that's a saga that's going to continue for a while. I think that they absolutely need to bring somebody from the outside in there, which it sounds like they have approved money to do that, to have some kind of forensic audit. And the biggest thing, like we talked about earlier, I think we need a fresh perspective. I think that, you know, the last six, seven, 8 years, things have just moved along. You know, day in, day out, there's really no great things happening. And we need to change that. We need to be looking at bringing more factories into Kellogg Parkway. We have Innovation Drive now. Marion is prime for a lot of those companies to start existing here, especially what's going on in Columbus and Marysville. And, you know, they're, for every one of those big factories they make, they need 30 to build the parts to go to those factories. So I think that that would be, that's very important also.
We have a very interesting perspective to look at here in Marion. You've mentioned Mayor Kellogg, and certainly we've mentioned Mayor Schertzer. Between the two of them, when Mayor Schertzer leaves office in January of next year, the last 32 years of mayors in Marion will have been two men. Jack Kellogg served 16 years, and Mayor Schertzer will have served 16 years. When you look at Mayor Kellogg's term, because you have a unique perspective working with both of these men and also wanting to be mayor now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate Jack Kellogg's tenure as mayor?
How do I rate Jack Kellogg? Cut out, Scott.
Oh, yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate Jack Kellogg's tenure as mayor?
I think Jack Kellogg did a great job. I think he's probably close to a 10.
And Mayor Schertzer's tenure as mayor, on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think he had a lot of tough things to work at. I certainly wouldn't rate Mayor Schertzer as high as Mayor Kellogg, just in my opinion. I think more things got done, I think, under Mayor Kellogg than has happened under Mayor Schertzer. But like I said, Scott had some tough things to deal with. We made it through those tough times. I think there's probably more tough times ahead. He did an okay job.
You know, as we talked about earlier, the way these announcements came out was just, you know, coincidental that the mayor
right.
said he would not run on Tuesday, and then you said you would be running on Wednesday. Clearly, I would guess that Mayor Schertzer knew that your announcement was coming, or at least had to have some kind of inkling, I would guess.
I did not keep it a secret. I mean, we had been talking about it amongst many different people throughout the city and the county. So it wasn't like I was keeping it a secret. He definitely knew that I would be running. I don't know that, you know, I have a pretty good feeling he had an idea that I would be announcing this week. So it may be coincidental. It may not be. I don't know.
Well, that brings up the interesting point that, you know, after 16 years as mayor and just coming off that loss in November running for state treasurer, do you think the idea of you running for mayor might have figured into him deciding not to run for mayor again?
I don't think I'd want to speculate, Scott, to what he was thinking. I really don't know. I don't know if it would have mattered to him or not. Mm.
When we look at Marion in general, a lot of people have a bad feeling who live here. They want to go somewhere else when school is done. I think even Chief McDonald has said we have a problem here when it comes to our self-esteem in Marion. Why do you think that is?
I think that probably could go on for a whole other conversation at another time, but a lot of what transpires here in Marion, you know, it's as good as what you make it. And a lot of people, you know, you hear that, oh, it's Marion. It is Marion, and I've been proud to call Marion my home. I've raised my kids here my entire life, and I have seen some changes in Marion. You see changes within the city. You know, when you have neighborhoods that used to be pretty much all family-oriented neighborhoods that are now becoming, I think I heard the statistic somewhere, it's about 50-50 for home ownership compared to you know, landlords that own these properties and that are rentals now. And I think the more rentals that we have, the less neighborhood feel you get to a neighborhood. Not a lot of people know their neighbors anymore, especially if it's, you know, they're rental properties and they're moving in and out. We do have some very nice rental properties. You know, Josh Daniels has built some very nice rental properties in Marion. And I can say, as the prior chief of police, we had very little problems at any of the rental properties that he owned, because he took care of them. He made sure that he kept the riffraff out. And I can't say that for, you know, all of the other rental properties we have. So I think a big thing that you see when you drive around Marion is, you know, a house that needs tore down, or one that has been torn down, and nothing replaces it. So if we have all these houses that need torn down, or they've already been torn down, and we're not replacing it with another place to live, we're continuing to lose the number of residences that people can have in Marion. So that obviously is going to equate to losing the number of people that you have living in your city. And I think our last census, we're down about 800 to 1,000 people between the last two censuses that have left Marion.
Just some questions that people are curious about. You currently are the sheriff chief deputy, and we know that in the political world, those two cannot overlap. While you campaign up until the election, are you allowed to stay in that position?
We made sure that we got the legal opinion prior to making the announcement. That legal opinion came from Prosecutor Ray Grogan. And he was able to, because I am an unclassified employee, I serve at the pleasure of the sheriff, that I would not fall under the Hatch Act as far as that goes. So I could run for mayor and still maintain my job as the chief deputy.
And this brings up a question, because obviously that is a job that I would imagine has a lot of hours. Is it difficult to run for an office as big as mayor and maintain that job as chief deputy?
I don't think it will be at all. A lot of what you do as far as campaigning and running for mayor takes place in the late afternoon or evenings. And, you know, like we talked about prior to doing this interview, I won't do things that relate to the campaign while I'm on the clock for the sheriff's office, and that's why we set this interview up for first thing this morning, and when we're done, I'll go to work and put my hours in afterwards.
Now,
so I'm gonna make sure I have a balance there. Now, when I'm out in public and people say, hey, you're running for mayor, yep, I'm running for mayor, but that's about all I'm going to say, because I'm working for the sheriff's office. That job's very important to me. The people out there are very important to me. And they're all very supportive. They hate to see me leave out there, possibly, but they understand why I'm doing it, and it's to make Marion a better place.
Right now, since Wednesday, I guess, the last 2 days, what has the reaction been from people since the official announcement was made?
I have had people that I haven't seen for years call, text, post on Facebook, very positive things about my leadership ability, and their opinion that I will make a great mayor for Marion. So I haven't had any negative comments yet made to me, but I'm sure they'll come. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's certainly what America is founded on.
You know, it's very interesting, because we look at this as it is, and you are the only person so far who has announced your candidacy. The election will happen this November. Do you know within the Republican Party if anybody else has talked or desired to run for mayor? As you said, you haven't kept your thoughts on this private. Has anybody else talked to you about running?
I have not had. I do not know of anybody else from the Republican Party that has expressed a desire to run. I did announce it at the Republican Party meeting back in December. So I wanted to make sure that everybody knew I was running. So I don't know. We'll see. There are none that I know of at this time.
And it's also kind of interesting because with the mayor making his announcement Tuesday, we asked him if he knew of any Democrats that possibly were going to run, not wanting to lose that seat, being a Democratic seat right now here in Marion. And he said he had not really talked to anybody about it, so he wasn't sure. Have you heard any rumblings about anybody else running for mayor at this point?
I have not.
What will it take to win this election? Because I assume somebody else will run at some point.
Well, I think that what it will take to win this election is, number one, your qualifications, your ability, what you've shown over the years that you're all about. And for me, that's community-oriented. I mean, it's about the impact program. It's about the things that we set up to be a part of the community. I've been on two past school boards. I was on the school board for Ridgedale. I was on the school board for Marion Catholic. I take a very strong interest in my community. I'm not one of those people that just sit back and gripe about things. If I think something's wrong or needs change, I'm going to step in to do that. And I think you have to get out amongst the people. I'm very active in the community. I'm downtown, you know, a couple times a week at least, and talk to the people downtown and go into a downtown restaurant. The people have to know that they have your support. And I think, you know, other than that, you go to every neighborhood meeting you can go to. You tell people who you are, what you're all about. I don't think I have to work on name recognition. I've been around here a long time. But I'm sure that people will have questions about specific topics that they'll want answers to, and you have to make yourself available for that.
You know, clearly one of the biggest topics in Marion over the last, I'm going to say 20 years at this point, has been the drug issue, and we have talked to Mayor Schertzer about this problem. And he has always maintained that this is a national problem, and it's very difficult to deal with it on a local level. What do you feel in regard to the drug problem, and what could a mayor do to help or fix this problem in Marion? Because I know that's a big one for people.
You know what? It is. If somebody had a magic answer to that, they would be rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a national problem. It happens all over our state every day. But I will tell you that what we have done on an enforcement level, we have one of the most active drug task force. We're part of an 11-county drug task force. And every year, the Marion guys and girls that work at Marmet have the highest numbers of anybody in those 11 counties by far. So they work very hard at the enforcement end of that. We have also worked over the years with Adam H. and trying to make recovery about as easy as you could make it for somebody. If they want help, that we have places that can give help in Marion. Very soon, we've already started talking about it a little bit across the street with the commissioners, is the opiate settlement money that will be coming to Marion County and the city of Marion. And we want to do some very interesting things with that opiate settlement money to try to work on the demand end of this drug problem, and also work on the recovery end of that problem. So there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes with Adam H., and none of the drug money has come through yet. It's going to trickle in, but it's going to be like $18 million over 16 years, something like that. So it's a lot of money that we're going to be able to look at and try to put toward, you know, the drug problem that we have here in Marion, just like everywhere else.
You know, Chief, one of the things that is interesting is, we've got about 9 minutes left here, and I appreciate the time. You talked about the disconnect between maybe the mayor and city council and because of political party.
Right.
And in the last, I'm going to say since 2016, I've watched this, we've covered elections, it does seem as if, for the most part, these walls have been built up. Why do you believe these walls exist today that did not exist 10 years ago, party-wise, on a local level?
Maybe the national landscape has had something to do with that. You know, that politics have been growing more, I don't know the word to you, politics have become more argumentative over the last several years. And I think nationally that divide has grown larger and larger and larger. And they always say, you know, whatever happens nationally is going to happen down at the grassroots level also. So maybe that has something to do with it. I'm not sure. I have no trouble whatsoever working with a Democrat compared to a Republican. I just want people on city council that are willing to do the job, put the time in, make the effort, and make Marion a better place to live.
Do you think it is hard to work with somebody who has a different philosophy or belief in how things should be done? You've talked about Mayor Schertzer. You guys did not always agree on things, and sometimes you agreed to disagree. With possibly some other Democrat. I think there are three Democrats on city council now, including the president of city council. But, of course, all those elections are this year, too, so who knows what it'll be after November. But do you think the philosophies of people are so strong now that this causes a problem, that sometimes you just have to agree to disagree because you are of a different party?
No, I think more what the disagreement or the mayor and I have been over the years, you know, any of the disagreements we might have had weren't so much about party. It was more about responsibility and whether I thought it was the city's responsibility to, let's say, make downtown more attractive for businesses to come in. You know, let's hang flower pots downtown like they do in Marysville. They're beautiful. And a lot of times his response on those would be, you know, that's the business owner's job. But if we don't have businesses down there, when I first started my career, all we had was a lot of empty buildings and bars. And let me tell you, that's not what you want for your downtown. I have seen so much more happening in a positive manner in this downtown that I want to keep that going. And if you start that in the center of Marion and keep spreading it out to every ward, with people are going to take heart in their city, they're going to take stock in what they're doing, and hopefully it'll rub off on everybody.
We have about 5 minutes left here, and as I say, the mayor was on Tuesday, and one of the things we talked about, which was kind of interesting, was his run for state treasurer last November. He was defeated by current State Treasurer Robert Sprague, but he got a less percentage votes in Marion County, our mayor, than he did statewide. I believe he was around 41% statewide, but in the 30 percentile here in Marion. I don't have the numbers exactly
right
in front of me.
Right.
Did you think that the mayor, being from Marion, even though he is of a different party, would have been a good state treasurer?
You know, I think he was just to run for the state treasurer position with the turmoil that your own city is in at the current time. How could you convince anybody that you may be a good state treasurer when the finances in our own city were in such a mess, I guess is how you, so I guess I don't think it was good timing for him on that. As far as, you know, whether he would make a good state treasurer or not, I don't know.
And again, did you vote for him in that election?
I did not.
And the main reason being what was going on in Marion at the time?
Absolutely.
It's an interesting...
And I think that's probably what a lot of other Marion people felt, you know, from the looks of the statistics as far as how many votes that he did not receive in Marion. A lot of people probably felt the same way. You know, what's this guy doing running for state treasurer when our finances here are such a mess?
You know,
his answer to that is, well, that's the auditor's problem. Well, it's to an extent, but when you're the mayor, the buck stops with you. That's just how simple it is. I mean, nobody else is going to step in and fix something if it's not the mayor.
You know, Chief, we've got about 3 minutes left here, and I thank you so much for coming on, because I think this has been a very good conversation,
and I
appreciate your candor, because I think that's what people want to hear. They want to hear what you honestly feel about things, and I have two questions left here in our remaining 3 minutes. It just sounds, if somebody's listening to this interview now live, it just sounds as if you are not particularly a fan or happy with Mayor Schertzer. That may have prompted your run, even though he is not going to run again, that you just weren't satisfied. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but
yeah,
not satisfied with his...
And I think that maybe he said it best, is that 16 years, I think, have been long enough, probably too long. I think you lose your desire when you go that long to seek out new things and put a fresh perspective on things. I will never say anything bad about Mayor Scott Schertzer. Like I said, he and I went to school together. I've worked with him for a long time. I think we have different philosophies. I think we could agree on that. We have different philosophies about how things should work, how city government should work, and I think my philosophy might work out a little better.
Did Marion progress or regress in the last 16 years, in your opinion?
And I think it had progressed in certain areas and regressed in other areas. Certainly in the areas of our neighborhoods and our blighted houses, and I think it progressed probably in our ability to have well-qualified, trained people in the police department, the fire department. A lot of times, you know, we were able to hire more people because of grants. You have to be careful with grants, because when grants are gone, you know, what do you do with the people? So you have to make sure that either through attrition or being able to generate more money, which we're really not going to be able to do, you have to stay within your budget. You know, you have to live within the budget. Everybody has to understand that. And that's, you know, like I said, the mayor and I just have a different philosophy, I think.
For people listening, with about 30 seconds left here, why should people vote for Bill Collins this November for mayor?
Well, I think if people know me, they will know the answer to that. If people don't know me, I want to get to know people in Marion that may not know who I am and what I stand for. I do have strong leadership abilities. I have a good head on my shoulders. I've spent a lot of years at that city building, in city council meetings, meeting with councilmen. I have experience with budgets, very large budgets. And I think that they would feel very comfortable in casting a vote, and I would be very honored if they would cast a vote for Bill Collins.
It's been a pleasure this morning. Former Chief of Police here in Marion City and current Sheriff, Chief Deputy, and now candidate on the Republican ticket for Mayor of Marion this November, Bill Collins. Bill, it's been a pleasure, and I assume we'll be talking a lot over the next 11 months.
All right, Scott. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. The mayor on Tuesday and Chief Collins on Wednesday. It's going to be an interesting year, but you'll get all your information here. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
A little nip of some good worm stuffication. So I was a very happy mother goose by the end of a trip. There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my, that's a great story. So Mother
Isn't
Goose
that
was,
lovely?
Mother Goose
but,
had
oh,
hip
what
hips.
Fun it was, and the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route, just waving and having such a good time. So.